This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. The K-State Garden Hour series continues July 6th with information on growing culinary mushrooms at home. Reno County Horticulture Extension Agent Pam Paulson says it's not as hard as you might think. Pam, you'll be covering this in an hour-long discussion. We're going to pare this down quite a bit for today, but maybe just some of the basics when it comes to identifying mushrooms and deciding what kind you want to grow and then how you grow them.
Well, we're going to talk about more the culinary mushrooms, not so much the wild ones. Many of these you can find out in the wild, but these are ones that we will talk about that can be grown in your yard or garden like you do your vegetable plants. And so there's a number of varieties of mushrooms that can be grown, cultivated at home. We're only going to talk about maybe four or five, and they each have their own way they like to be grown and their substrate that they like to be grown on. But we'll talk about some of the more common ones like the shiitake and oyster mushrooms and just methods for growing them. It's a lot easier than it seems. So.
Well, it's interesting because, first of all, I didn't know there were so many variety of mushrooms, different kinds of species, so that caught me a little bit off guard. So I guess that's kind of the first thing people will have to decide is what direction they want to go.
Right. And some are easier than others. In my talk, I talk about the oyster mushrooms because I call them the Mikey of the oyster mushroom world because they kind of eat everything, so they are very easy to grow. There's others that take more sterile environments that are maybe not so easy to grow at home, but you can also buy prepared mushroom kits of those kind of things, so you don't have to do all that sterile preparation at home, but you can still grow them at home. The preparation part that's not so easy.
So if you're growing them at home, then what's the ideal location? Because I'm thinking normally mushrooms kind of like the damp, they like the cool, the dark. What do they need?
I grow them on a shelf in my office.
Well, that blows my theory, doesn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, when I never got into growing mushrooms until I sat in on a talk once, and he made it sound a whole lot easier than I ever thought it could be. And so, yeah, some of those ready-to-grow kits, they're grown in plastic bags, so they have that humidity, they have the right growing medium, and they're inoculated with the right type of mushroom, and you just put them on a shelf and let them grow, and then you get to harvest.
So this is really something that anybody could do then.
Exactly. It's a whole lot easier than I ever imagined it would be.
How long does it take then from the time that you kind of either get the kit or do the planting yourself until you can start harvesting mushrooms?
Again, it depends on the species. Most of the kits, when you get them, they're ready to go. So some of the species, it requires just a quick soak in some cold water for maybe 20 minutes, and then you set them and let them grow, and usually you can harvest within 2 to 3 weeks. If you're doing your own, like with the oyster mushrooms, we'll do those in straw or cotton burr compost, and sometimes that takes maybe 6 weeks because we're doing the initial inoculation. Others, when we do logs, we drill the logs and inoculate them late winter, early spring, and often you can see a harvest that coming fall. Usually it's the following spring, and then you can harvest 2 to 3 times a year for up to 4 to 5 years.
So eventually you're going to get a lot of mushrooms then.
Yeah, and it's, like I said, it's much easier than it seems. The initial part is doing that inoculation, and then really you just set them aside and let them do what they want to do. And it's more remembering to check them to see that they're producing.
Well, the good part is you're going to walk everybody through this during the garden hour so they will have an opportunity to kind of see this firsthand.
Exactly. We'll go through, like I said, some of the more commonly grown culinary mushrooms and different techniques. And yes, some of them, you know, many people have the resources right there to do them. So
I know there's a big following for the garden hour series. So if they have it, they'll get a reminder that it's coming up. And if they haven't yet joined in, they can do that as well.
Exactly. You can sign up once and you're signed up for the whole series for the year, and you'll get a reminder ahead of time to log in.
That's Reno County Horticulture Extension Agent Pam Paulson with information on growing culinary mushrooms at home. If you missed the live discussion on July 6th, the recording is available at hnr.k-state.edu. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.